Good morning, Harry. Today is Tuesday, 19th of July, and right now it's cloudy with 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with temperature range from low 28 to high 33 degrees Celsius. Heat index is supposed to be on 37 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southwest with 14 kilometers per hour. Later on, we have a chance of a thunderstorm with overcast and with 40% chance of precipitation. Morning humidity on 67% will drop by noon on 56% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is spanning gibbous and 85% of it is illuminated. Today's general meeting will be at Sauchu at 5 p.m. and Resident Assembly Service does expect us to come, to share, to be constructive, to be loving to each other, to create unity in order to build the city of Dawn. A restorative circle is a community process for supporting those in conflict. It brings together the three parties to a conflict, those who have acted, those directly impacted, and the wider community, within an intentional system context to dialogue as equals. And here's an interesting excerpt from the presentation of Restorative Circle, which happened last week, and full recordings will be published soon on our page.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that it's all very good to talk about this at the theoretical level, but it really needs some substance to understand actually what's going to change it, because I guess we all have an experience of conflict as really not getting us anywhere, as really not leading to any kind of deeper level. So just to be clear, what I've been demonstrating is part one of the practical sides of the circle. In the circle, one of the things that as a facilitator I may ask people to do is to let the other people know what they heard them say. So I reflected back what I thought I heard you say, but I didn't hear you. And so now I got the chance to actually hear what you meant. Okay? And so one of the fundamental parts of being in a restorative circle is that people get a chance to be heard, not just for the words that they're using, but for the meaning they want to register. I don't know if any of you have had this experience, but have you ever had a 20-minute conversation with somebody and felt like they didn't hear you? They didn't understand? All right, so I'm in a room of people that have... Okay. And I'm imagining that that's a frustrating experience. The circle is set up in a way to allow people to express themselves for what needs to be expressed and to get the feedback of how effectively they express themselves. Because when they get to hear back what the person in the room they're talking to, when they get to hear back what this other person heard me say, I learned pretty quickly whether or not I'm being able to let other people know what really matters to me.
For our audience who would like to prepare a project proposal to be submitted through the project coordination group to Stitching Desire for funding this autumn, the final date for submission is Thursday, 1st of September 2011. If you have received funding for a project through a project coordination group in previous years, be certain that you have sent in a report for that project before making a new application for another project. Project holders are invited to send their project as a Word document saving the name of the project title to pcg@orville.org in or before Thursday, 1st of September. The project coordination group will meet later this year for its annual review of a new and pending grant proposals for funding by the Foundation for World Education and Stitching the Desire in 2012. At their meeting in early 2011, the Stitching Desire board members have once again allocated grants for microprojects in two areas of activity in Orville: women's development and informal education, for which the project coordination group will be accepting applications for microprojects. These grants aim at promoting new activities are not meant for financing the running cost of existing activities or to cover individual maintenance. The budget for any proposal should be in the range below 80,000 rupees, and no funds are available for infrastructure, buildings and transport transport and request for equipment will be only considered if specifically required for the implementation of the project. They're asking you to note that within these two categories, proposal written and to be carried out by Orville Youth will be given priority consideration. And if you are submitting a project that has anything to do with Orville or Orville Outreach Schools or students of any individual classes, the project is to be sent for review by the Orville and or Outreach School Boards prior to submission. In Cinema Paradiso Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see two German films, Europe Loves and 99 Euro short films, in collaboration with Goethe Institute Max Müller Baban. Europe Loves was made in Germany in 2008 and is directed by several directors. There are four short films in a range of drama and comedy in German with English subtitles. The film relates that the encounters between people from different countries of origin do not necessarily have to lead to the dramatic clash of cultures, but that a peaceful solution is possible. 99 Euro Short Films was made in Germany in 2009 by 12 different student directors, and it is in German with English subtitles. Tomorrow, the same place and time, you can see Dogtown, Second Chances, made in USA in 2008, and film is documentary in English. O Lord, I pray to Thee, guide my footsteps, enlighten my mind, that at every moment and at all things I might do exactly what Thou wantest me to do, wrote the mother in volume 15. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.